The state north of Georgia, where Chattanooga and Nashville are, is the name of that state is something. You know what state I'm talking about?
Now, ask that question again.
Sure. The state that's north of Georgia, it's the state where Nashville and Chattanooga are. What's the name of that state? It's something. Tennessee?
No, I ain't traveling enough to name it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If a person is in trouble, you try to what him?
Try to help him.
If something isn't wide, then it might be very
narrow.
You might say to somebody, I'd like to help you, but I just... I'd like to help you.
Uh-huh.
But I just...
can't.
Good. On Sunday afternoon, if a person wants to go for a ride, he might go get in his...
car?
My mother might say to me, now this is my mother talking to me,
mm-hmm.
and she'd say, this man is your uncle, and his wife is...
your aunt.
Good. Before birds lay their eggs, they build...
nesters.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at...
well...
desks.
Yeah.
Well, I would say desks, because it's been a long time since I've been to school. I ain't never been much.
Okay.
I've been to the field more than I used to school.
Yeah. Before a boy fights, he might clench up both his...
fisters.
Okay. A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, that stings and draws blood, is called a...
horsefly?
Yeah, it's another one, a smaller one than that.
Ain't?
And it's not that... well, if you slap it, you get blood on your hand.
Mosquito?
That's right. Will you say that one, Mr. Hardaway?
Yes, I would say that. Of course, there's so many things bite you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, would you say that word?
I'd say mosquito.
Yeah,
okay.
On a clear day, you might look up in the sky and say, oh, there's not a single...
star?
No, in the daytime.
Oh.
You say there's not a single...
cloud no more.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
The building that a person lives in is his...
home.
Okay, what's another word for that? Right now we're sitting in your...
in your house?
Okay, good. Would you ever use the word vomit if an animal was getting at your chickens and you didn't know exactly what it was? Would you ever say, some vomit's getting at my chickens?
I would say, some vomit or somebody or something doing away with my chickens.
Okay. Well now, if you did use that word vomit, what kind of animal might it be?
Well, it could be a cat or a fox. There's so many different things. A cat is a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't say.
Owl or a possum?
Yeah,
okay.
So many things. Cat is a chicken.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, have you ever heard of a person called a vomit?
I don't believe I have.
Okay. What do you call a little thing that lives in the ocean and it grows to be about that long, and when you cook it, it turns pink and it curls up? And before you eat them, you have to pick the head off and pull the tail off and pull the legs off. You know what I'm talking about?
Turtle?
That's one, but that's not the one I'm thinking of. What I'm thinking of is a shrimp.
I ain't seen a trip. I don't know about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.